girl for him. Stood up at the mountain and wiped away the beads of sweat that glistened on his brow. His tired feet were buried in the quagmire, and his bloodshot eyes saw all that lay between him in fulfillment of his vow. His fingers wrap around the knotted wreath and pull his body upwards to a sea green mossy boulder and drag his weary shit ass up the mountain. Crack of thunder, and the rocks began to crumble overhead and tumble down the mountain to a dismal swamp that lay beneath the jagged cliffs through which his path had led. And the earth began to quake beneath his feet, and the mighty mountain changed before his eyes, and he stood amidst the sea of dust and rocks and stones cascading down the mountain, and a thousand birds were headed for the sky. Wait till tomorrow, the sacred creed will be yours to gather, yours to seize, and to obey. Why you come here, and I'll help you with your quest to gain the knowledge that you lack. I call upon my faithful friend, the Mockingbird, to fly and seize the helping book and bring it to your shack. The gem knowledge in your soul will grow, and the helping friendly book will plant the seed. And I warn you that all knowledge, sitting innocent and pure, becomes a deadly weapon in the hands of avarice and greed. Whoa. The sacred greed will be yours. Wait till tomorrow, the sacred greed will be yours to power, yours to seize, and to obey.
there's something strange starting to happen out there in the crowd. The whole world, everything, something on my knees, everybody's starting to feel a little bit wobbly here, a little bit kind of loose. You can feel it, you know? Everybody's starting to feel a little looser. Sort of like you're turning into gelatin or something. Everybody's flesh is starting to slowly feel it. Everyone's flesh is starting to turn into softer and softer gelatin. It's sinking, and slowly I see everybody out the crowd starting to slowly sink into a pile of goo on the floor. The whole audience, they're all starting to sink into a pile of goo, and then as we land down on the ground, everyone is starting to turn into liquid. That's right, we're all sinking back because most people are made up mostly of water anyway. As we're standing here, we're all slowly turning into water and just dripping down onto the ground until there's nothing left except water all over the ground. All the people are gone, and slowly the water is starting to sink into the floorboards. And the water is sinking into the floorboards, but it's not really water, it's a little bit thicker than water, so it's staying in sort of a congealed lump. Come with us now as the water is sinking down into the floorboards, down, dripping off the thing into the basement. Drops of water in the puddle in the basement. Now the water's starting to sink through it's sinking through the cement in the basement, and it's going into the dirt. And we're all starting to sink. We've turned a little bit, we're sinking into the dirt. We're starting to get caught up into the groundwater below. Little underwater streams are taking to us, and suddenly we find ourselves emptying out into the mighty Mississippi River. We're in the Mississippi River. We've joined with it, and the current is starting to make us go backwards and forwards. Waves are going by. And we're getting sucked down the Mississippi River. We're all going down the Mississippi River. As we go, it's getting bigger and bigger. Other rivers coming into it. Oh, the wave. Oh, as we get bigger, it starts to get. Oh, it's bigger, and we're going farther, farther down, past through Arkansas, past Clinton's home, and all that stuff. And he's waving from there. They go. And we're going down, and slowly we start to smell Cajun cooking, and all of a sudden we realize that we're going through New Orleans. There goes New Orleans, and we're going, and the next thing you know, then we empty out into the Gulf of Mexico. And we start to sink into the water. And we're sinking down in the water, somehow miraculously staying in one congealed clump of liquid. So we're all sinking down in the water, and as we sink down, we see a coral reef start to go by. And then a big school of fishes coming up and sticking their noses at us. And underwater, we're sinking down lower and lower and lower, deeper. And as it gets deeper, it starts to get darker. As the water's going, it's getting darker. And all we can see is sort of a green haze. Green haze. And now we're getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And we're so deep now that we're going by a big thing of lava coming out. We'll see red lava. And then
the submarine. The submarine.
Red lava. Oh, a submarine goes by.
A big submarine goes by.
We're sinking deeper and deeper as a submarine goes by, and the submarine starts to disappear into the surface, into the distance, and it's getting really dark now and cold. It's cold because we're so deep, and we're all liquid. And we see a huge eel, a huge yellow eel coming out towards us. And the next thing you know, off in the distance, we see the mouth of a cave, and we're getting so cold now, we're so deep that we start to go into the cave, and we go into the cave. You hear the bubbles coming. We're in the cave. We start to swim upwards in the cave, trying to see where it's going to take us. And as we get up higher and higher, suddenly we start to break through. And now this clump of water is floating on the surface of this cave. And it's this whole other place. And we step up onto the shore. And as we step up on the shore, we all start to congeal back into human beings. And now a whole group of people is walking up on the shore of this cave, and they're walking forwards through the cave, and they start to see that the cave opens up into a whole different land. And there's green grass heading out in the distance. And we start to walk across the grass. The field's going on forever, and we're staying together in a clump because it seems like there's a lot of people in the room here, but now that we're in this other land, it's so vast that it really doesn't seem like that many people anymore. So we're walking across this green field, and over in the distance we see a rhombus go by. And we realize that we must be in Game Henge. We somehow ended up in Game Henge. And as we walk slow, we walk closer. We can't see anything because there's a huge forest in front of us, but luckily, as we're walking along, we see an enormous plank. And we walk up and we stand on the edge of the plank, and the whole group of people is now huddled together on the edge of this plank, and the plank is going up into the distance. And the plank is leaning over an enormous log, and we're on the end of it. And suddenly, this mockingbird flies up overhead with a huge boulder. And he drops the boulder. Flying up into the air. And then we reach the top of the thing, and we start to fall back down again, and we're falling down, but suddenly our parachute's open. And now we're floating down over Game Henge, and now from up here we can see the forest going off in a direction over there. As far as the eye can see, a huge forest and the castle rising up out of the forest and the evil King Wilson. And behind us, the green field, and over far in the distance and the other way, we see a huge mountain rising out of the forest. The biggest mountain you've ever seen. And we look closer and we see on the side of the mountain a tiny little speck. And it's a man, and he's climbing up the mountain. And we know that it's Colonel Forbin. And Colonel Forbin is climbing up the mountain to find the great and knowledgeable Iculus. He's gonna go find the great knowledgeable Iculus, and Iculus is gonna send the famous mockingbird to just drop the boulder on us to the castle of the evil King Wilson to steal the Helping Friendly book, bring it to the lizard people of Game Henge, thereby restoring peace and harmony throughout Game Henge once for all. So here he comes now, flying out of the sky to land on Iculus' shoulder. The famous mockingbird!
Thank you.